Premier David Eby said it is really hard to understand why Alberta is restricting the direct sale of BC's wine to buyers in that province. Eby made that comment last week in Vernon when asked about Alberta's decision against the backdrop of other industry challenges like severe weather. Alberta Gaming, Liquor and Cannabis on January 22 told BC wineries it won't stock their products until they immediately agree to cease direct-to-consumer sales. Eby said Solicitor General Mike Farnworth has reached to his counterpart in Alberta to underline the importance of the Alberta market for BC wine growers. They had a good conversation and I hope they will be able to reach resolution on this, he said. In addition, our government is also committed to support the agricultural industry. It's not just the grape growers, but also a number of orchardists, who produce fruit from fruit trees and other perennials. These farmers are under huge pressure from the impacts of climate change, everything from the drought to the cold snaps to the intensely hot summers. Rowley Russell, New Democratic MLA for Boundary Similkameen, which includes multiple wineries in and around Oliver, Osoyoos and Karamias, reiterated this promise of support in pointing to Farnworth's discussion. That is just the beginning, Russell. I know he, Farnworth, is determined to get an outcome that will benefit our wine industry. Related. -27°C cold snap wipes out BC orchard's soft fruit supply. Related. BC's mad temperature swings create concern for bees and cattle. Related. Alberta uncorks wine flex that leaves BC vintners feeling sour. Russell, who is also Parliamentary Secretary for Rural Development, also pointed to government support for growers dealing with what he called climate-related challenges, causing the loss of grapes and other crops. Last year, approximately $27 million in production insurance claims were provided to growers who lost crops due to last winter's freeze, Russell said, while acknowledging more needs to be done. In the face of a changing climate, our government is determined to take further steps to support wineries. BC United leader Kevin Falcon said it is vital for government to address both Alberta's decision and the pending shortage of grapes before it is too late. We'll only know the true impacts of the cold snap in the coming months, but everything points towards a terrible situation for BC wine this year, Ian Patton, BC United's Shadow Minister for Agriculture, added. Couple that with reckless policies coming out of Alberta that seek to stop all direct-to-consumer BC wine sales into their province and you have a perfect storm. Steps demanded by BC United include the immediate creation of a stakeholder group to identify the financial support necessary for the industry to survive a grape shortage expected to last for the next 3 to 4 years, a temporary expansion of existing tax incentives for wines with 100% BC-grown grapes to include wines produced in BC with 100% Canadian-grown grapes, and ease the import of grapes and juice from Ontario. BC United is also calling for an immediate meeting with Alberta Premier Danielle Smith. Bill C-311, sponsored by Okanagan Area MP Dan Albas, a longtime critic of interprovincial trade barriers, permits Canadian wine to be delivered from another province free of barriers or tariffs. But only British Columbia, Manitoba and Nova Scotia have permitted their residents to do so, according to the industry group Wine of British Columbia. Alberta, which once permitted to the import of liquor from other provinces for personal consumption, amended its regulations to make imports subject to the policies of its provincial liquor control board. Miles Proden, president and CEO of Wine Growers British Columbia, has questioned Alberta's decision in expressing concern that Alberta's government is targeting BC for political gains unrelated to the industry itself. Currently, AGLC jurisdiction is limited to regulating persons and activities within the province, Proden said. The Alberta laws governing direct-to-consumer shipping are all designed to regulate consumer activities. Their authority does not extend to BC manufacturers exporting wine into the province. With files from Canadian Press.